Supercharging Your Recruiting Game, The Final Chapter. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 93. And a big welcome to you. I'm John Fiedler, host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, a scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I am also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster and author and speaker, and my sponsor this episode, again, is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's the number one how-to recruiting book, and you can get it on Amazon. It's a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. What you tuned in to here is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately, and today is no exception. You can find the episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on my website, but I recommend an app, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. Get it there and listen. If you're a new listener, then I encourage you to go back, listen to other episodes, cherry pick the ones that you find might be helpful for you. We're in the fourth part of the series, Supercharging Your Recruiting Game, and I'm going to get right into that in just a moment. I want to remind you before we do that I've got something free for you that many families have been downloading. It's my Recruiting Power Pack. I've got the PDF that you can read, 8 pages long, I believe, called The First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship, a good primer for getting going in this recruiting process. Also, I've recorded an audio about video. We're going to talk about video today, and this audio shares how you can produce a video and do one that has an impact and really speaks to what the coaches want to see. And then the third thing that I'm also going to mention here in a little more detail is the player profile template. This is a document that is so important to have for coaches. That's included in the Recruiting Power Pack. In fact, it's the most important document that you can put together. That will get you on coaches' radar. All those things are in the Recruiting Power Pack. You get it free just by going to my website, recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. How important is that player profile? Well, I talked to a friend of mine, Eric. He's got a son. His name is Simon. Simon's a hockey player. Now, this kid is young and he's small. He's not even in high school yet. And in the hockey world, if you're into hockey, I'm learning things all along the way because the way they do recruiting is a whole lot different. Colleges don't recruit out of high school. They recruit out of the junior hockey programs. That means that if you're in high school, you're presenting yourself to junior hockey programs and coaches, not to college coaches. That is the stair step into college hockey. It's almost like a junior college circuit there. But the competition is really tough. Well, I helped them put together the player profile and some other things, video as well, that I worked with Eric and Simon on. Last month, they went to a combine back east where Simon played in several games. There are a lot of other players there. There are probably a dozen goalies there. And he was spotted by a number of the coaches from the junior teams. Simon had his player profile done. I said to him and to Eric, his dad, you've got to have this done for when you go to compete at the combines. And when you talk to the coaches, you just hand it to them. Or you get it to them in advance. You send it to them in advance if you know they're going to be there. In, of course, most other sports, you can't walk up to a coach at a combine or a showcase and talk to the coach and give the coach your profile. But in this case, they can. So they did. And it made a huge difference. I mean, it really impressed the coaches. They were in conversation with Eric and Simon, several of them, in different occasions there. And at the end of the conversation, Eric says, hey, here's my son's profile. Or Simon had it. And he would say, hey, here's my profile. They saw that and they're going, wow, this is really impressive. You got it together here. Not only does he have athletic talent, but he has it together in presenting himself to coaches. They notice that. They notice that and it puts him above the others. They're going to remember him above all the other athletes that are there because I almost guarantee you none of them had a profile to hand to those coaches, but Simon did. That's important. As I mentioned, you can't at a combine or at a showcase, you can't approach the coaches and hand them your profile. But when you know coaches are going to be there in advance, whether it be a camp or a showcase or a combine or a tournament, you send your profile in advance. Then they have it, then you stand out among all the other athletes. And that's what happened with Eric and Simon. I mentioned that because we're talking about supercharging your recruiting game. And in an earlier episode in this four-part series, I did talk about the player profile. I wanted to emphasize that this is a key element. If you really want to supercharge your recruiting game, then you must get your player profile done and use it. Update it regularly as well. That's just a little bit of an intro. That wasn't exactly what I wanted to talk about in this episode. Yet, if we're talking about supercharging, then repetition is good. It comes back to the basics, comes back to a few certain things that you have to do to supercharge your recruiting game, and that is one of them, that whole player profile as part of your introductory packet. What I wanted to address in the few minutes that we have together today is video. I did refer to that earlier in the first or second part of this four-part series. You can go back and listen. I talked some about video. I wanted to dig deeper into that this time. And as you know, in my recruiting power pack, you can listen to a whole chapter from my book about video. And that's part of the power pack at recruitme.com. By the way, the power pack is free. You might be wondering, how much does this thing cost? No, it's free. I want to put that in your hands. I'd love you to be one of my customers in the future, but I don't want you to spend money unless you believe in what I'm doing and you believe in the resources. You can try this out at recruitme.com for free. Producing a good video. When I say that, something comes to your mind. A good video. This better look good. I better get this done right. I better have a pro work on it. When I talk about producing a good video, I'm not talking about the quality of the video. The quality of a video does not make a great video. Talent makes a great video. Not talent behind the camera, but talent in front of the camera. Yeah, you, athlete. It's your talent that makes a good video. Coaches can spot talent whether the video is pretty raw or whether it's produced with music, with graphics, all that stuff. That's a bunch of nonsense, by the way. Don't spend money on videos to do that. You can produce the video yourself. Parent, you may say, I have no idea how to do that. Well, your son or daughter can do that. Get them involved in this. They can certainly edit video, and if they don't know how, they can learn how. They can teach themselves. A lot of good video programs out there. For me, because I don't have a Mac, I have a PC, I use Filmora. And I think that was really, really inexpensive. And I use that to produce the few videos that I produce. But athlete, you can produce that video. If you're saying, we just can't do it, we don't have the talent, the time to do that, then okay, go to somebody who can help you. But you don't have to spend $300, $400, or $500 to get a video done. Talent makes a great video. The quality of the video doesn't make a great video. I'm not talking about producing trash. You don't want to produce trash. You want to produce something that's good, that's decent, that's clear. What you want to do when you're producing the video is in those segments where you're highlighting your son or daughter's talents, make sure you get up close. You can do it during practice. Excuse me. You can do it during drills. For us with our sons, they were pitchers. I did a lot of bullpen shots. That way the coach can watch the mechanics of your athlete. That's important. Think mechanics. You want to produce and shoot video that highlights your son or daughter's mechanics. That means it's isolated outside of competition, perhaps. It may be within competition, but outside competition too. You just want to get a good, clear video that's close enough so they can watch and see the mechanics of your son or daughter. Second thing that you want to do is make sure that you're taking game or competition footage. I know I'm talking to some athletes that say you run track and there's no game. You run the 100 meters and boom, it's done. But you want to get the athlete in competition. Whether you're isolating on them in competition, which you want to do so the coach can watch, and then back up so you're shooting, say, if it's basketball, a complete quarter. The coaches want to see what your athlete does apart from just one isolated play or shot or defensive play or something like that. They want to see as if they're there watching the game. Shoot a quarter, wide angle. Yeah, follow your athlete around, but they want to see as if they are there at the game. So imagine you as a coach sitting in the stands. What would you want to see of this athlete when you come out and evaluate their performance and their talent? You got close-up, isolated, that's apart from competition. Secondly, you've got close-up, isolated within competition. And the third thing is that you need game or competition continuous footage. It may look boring to you. Put it on there. They'll fast forward, and that's what you need. Those are the three vital things that you need when you produce a video. And then go back and edit it cleanly. One of the things I would highly encourage you to do is at the beginning of the video, have your son or daughter introduce him or herself. Let the coaches see that they're recruiting a person. They are not just out there watching the competition on the field, on the court, on the track, wherever it might be, on the ice, but they are really recruiting a person. That first impression, as you spend 30 seconds introducing yourself, athlete, is important. I believe it's important. It helps build that relationship. That's what you need to do when you're producing a video. So that's the production side. Then there's another step to this, of course, is getting in front of coaches. First thing you want to remember is don't send a video link until the coaches ask for it. The reason for that is you don't want to give them everything at once. When you send them your introductory packet, they'll respond back to you, maybe asking for a video. So there you got a two-way conversation going. Then you send them the video link. You can post your video on YouTube. You can post it on your own website. You can build your own website for really nothing these days and have a domain name that has your name on it, John Fugler Baseball or something like that. And so you can put it there on your own website. Coaches just want to go somewhere and see you in action. They're not looking to see how beautiful your website is. None of that. They are rapid fire moving through these videos. They're not looking at the peripheral stuff. They want to see you in competition. Parents, they want to see your son or daughter in competition so they can make an evaluation as to whether they want to pursue this relationship any further. Don't spend a lot of money. Put it on YouTube. If you're worried about security, you can put it on YouTube with a private link, and only those with the link can go watch it. That you may not feel comfortable, parent, just having your son or daughter on YouTube there with anybody who can come and see that. And I understand that. This way you can have some sort of security, and that will help. Hopefully these things that I shared today, focusing on the profile, focusing on the video, go back and listen to it again. Check out the chapter in my book. You've got the audio if you order the Recruiting Power Pack at recruitme.com. These two things are so important in supercharging your recruiting game. The most important document that you can produce is your player profile. The most important piece of media that you can produce is your video. These two things are keys in getting you recruited. How was this series? This four-part series on recruiting or supercharging your recruiting game. I hope it was helpful. Do you have further questions? Then please email me at john@recruitme.com. In a future episode, I hope to do a Q&A time and take all the questions I've gotten in recently and answer them one after another. Go get the Recruiting Power Pack. It's at recruitme.com. Also consider purchasing my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. That's less than $15. You can find it on Amazon as a Kindle ebook. You can get it in paperback, and you can also get it in audiobook, Audible audiobook. All those versions are available, and you can see them all on Amazon when you just enter The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I'll also include a link in the show notes. Well, that's it for this week. That's the end of this series. I believe I've got a special guest next week. I'm going to air that program. I think you'll find it fascinating. It's going to be a little bit different content-wise than what we've done. I'm going to feature a former scholarship athlete who is now a few years on the other side of the scholarship and competing on scholarship. And she's going to share some insights for you, especially athletes, as you move forward in life towards and through your athletic scholarship. I think I'll have that interview next week. Got to edit it and then post it, and we'll have that. Okay, God bless you. Take care. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.